Well, good evening, boys and girls, mums and dads, grannies and grandas, or whoever is watching in tonight. You are very welcome to another night at Beeline on Facebook Live, or maybe you're watching on Sermon Audio, and we welcome you all from wherever you are from tonight. You're stuck with me tonight. Ruth will be up later to speak to you, but you're stuck with me leading. And we're going to get stuck straight in tonight to our first chorus. Now, our first chorus tonight is called I Want to Know Christ. Now, Auntie Ruth played this last week at the very end of the meeting, and all you had to do was just listen to it and enjoy the words. But we're actually going to try and sing it tonight. And I know those of you who watch in on the Explorers Club on a Tuesday night, you know this song. So I think if you sing really loud for us, we might be able to hear you, and that means you can help us to sing it. Will you do that? I would love to see if I can hear you sing. So I'm going to invite Bethany and James Russell, who are our lovely little helpers tonight. We welcome them. Give a little wave to the camera, Bethany and James, so everybody can see. There we go. So they're going to help me out tonight, and we want to really hear you singing. So let's start this lovely chorus, I Want to Know Christ. Explorers. That was just lovely. That was a really lovely song, and I love that one. Thank you very much for now, Bethany and James. You can have a seat. And I wonder, do you know that is your greatest need, boys and girls, to know Christ? You might want to know who the first man in the moon was. You might want to know lots of things, but your greatest need is to know Christ. And just before Matthew comes to pray, I want to read out some comments. Remember, boys and girls, if you are with us, don't forget to pop your name into that comment box. But if you are new, please let us know that you're new and you pop your name into that comment box too, and you'll get a little shout out and we'll be able to read your name. So let's see who's joining with us already tonight. We have Igors, we have Annie McKee, Annabelle, Melissa and Mason, Elise, Savannah and Lucas, Isabel Beggs along with her little dog Cleo, very important, Anne and Raymond from OMA, Kathy McCammon is looking forward to another Beeline meeting. Jake McShane is watching with his little brother Jamie and they're enjoying the music and singing along too. Faith, Lillianne and Mum are watching, Roselyn, John and Joyce Walker, Thomas and Chloe Allen, Aaron Coates says good evening all, good evening Aaron, Aaron and Leah Oliver from Newton Hamilton are also watching. So you make sure if you haven't put your name in already and maybe you've forgotten, you get your name in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Uncle Matthew now to come and he is going to do our opening prayer.
All right, boys and girls, it's lovely to be with you again this evening, and we're just going to commit our meeting to the Lord. So if you just remember the ABC of prayer time, A, of course, arms folded, B, bow our heads, and C, close our eyes, and we'll just speak to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank Thee for the wonderful privilege that we have to be able to come out again tonight to the Beeline meeting. Thank You, Lord, for the facility to be able to speak to the children through this medium, Lord, even at this difficult time. Thank You, Lord, for all the children that tune in each and every week, and pray that You'll just, most importantly of all, that You'll speak to their little hearts and speak to their souls of those who are not yet saved. We even sang already of tonight of how our greatest need is to know Christ, and I pray that You'll even impress that on the hearts of the little children this evening, and even tonight we'll hear the wonderful news of a little child coming on to Thee for salvation. We just pray now for every aspect of the meeting that Your hand will be upon each and every part of the meeting, and that everything that will be done tonight to Thy honour and to thy glory, for it's in the wonderful name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ we ask. Amen.
Thank you, Matthew, for praying for us tonight. Now we're going to have James and Bethany up again because we're going to sing some more songs. And our next song we're going to sing is Jesus Bids Us Shine With a Clear, Pure Light. And he wants you to shine for him, boys and girls. And it says in this, you in your small corner and I in mine. And you know what? We found out last week that there were people listening in from America last week on sermon audio. And if you're listening from far and near, you are very welcome. And when it says you in your small corner and I in mine, if you're in America, if you're in Australia, wherever you are, Northern Ireland, that's what it means. You can serve God wherever you are. So we're going to start this song now.
Jesus bids us shine with a clear, pure light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world of darkness, we must shine, you in your small corner and I in mine. Jesus bids us shine first of all for him. Well, he sees and knows it if our light is seen. Shine, you in your small corner and I in mine. Jesus bids us shine, therefore all around. Many kinds of darkness in the world abound. Sin and want and sorrow, we must shine. You in your small corner and I in mine. Jesus bids us shine as we work for him, bringing those that wander.
That was lovely singing, boys and girls, mums and dads. I hope you enjoyed that song. Now, just in between this course and the next, if you just stay there, guys, where you are, I'm just going to read some more comments out. So we have Paul Wilson from Portadown, and he says, hi, everyone. Hi, Paul. We have Faith and Noah McKee. We have Adrian and Margaret Jones, and they're watching and looking forward to the meeting. We have Grace and Faith McCullough, Lily, Ruby and Max McGowan, Sylvia Dixon, Zara Mawinney, Isaac Wilson, little nephew, Misha McShane, Billy and Myrtle Cull, Rose and Micah Moffat, all the way from Bangor, Anne Drury, and Rachel Wilson says, hello, Beeline and Auntie Sarah. So glad to be tuning in from all the Wilsons in Dundonald. So we're going to sing our next song, and our next song is actually an action chorus. So we're going to get up to our feet. You cannot do this one, believe me, sitting down. And that does not just include boys and girls. Mums and dads, grannies and grandas, whoever's watching, I want you up on your feet. And you see, if your mums and dads or grannies and grandas are not up on your feet, you type in and let us know, okay? Because they're not allowed to sit, all right? That includes even the workers as well here in our church. So I may never march in the infantry. And when it says, I'm in the Lord's army, yes, sir, we have to be like real soldiers. But I wonder, do you really know what this song means? If you're in the Lord's army, that means you are God's child. And if you really are God's child, you can really sing out, yes, sir. But if you're not, boys and girls, maybe you could think about why you're not. And you maybe need to trust in the Lord as your Savior. And then you can really say, yes, sir. Are we ready? Here we go. Let's get marching.
I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may
heard some of you shouting, yes, sir, and I'm so glad that you did. Well done. Bethany and James, you can sit down now. Thank you for helping. And now what we're going to do is we are going to have the announcements with Auntie Ruth. So you will love to see her again on camera.
Hello, everybody. It's so lovely to have you joining with us tonight on Facebook Live at the Beeline Children's Meeting. We're absolutely delighted to have you here, and we want to just give you a very special welcome, and we do thank you for joining with us. We want to welcome all the boys and girls. There are some new boys and girls tuned in tonight, I've just noticed there in the comments, and we want to give you a very special welcome. We're absolutely delighted to have you with us, and of course, we want to welcome all our wee regular boys and girls, it's you boys and girls, and the mums and dads and parents and workers, and all of you that make this wee meeting a success every week. And we just want to thank you so much for taking the time to join with us. All the parents and family members, and all the workers and all the past workers, we really appreciate all your support every week as well. Remember to pop your wee names into the comments box. I've been doing the comments tonight, and I think it's been payback because my hand is sore, and I was telling you to keep Auntie Sarah busy last week, and I think it's payback because my hand is sore. But you know something? I don't mind. It's a good problem to have because we just love to know that you're watching. So make sure you pop your wee names into the comments box. And if you're actually watching from sermon audio, because I know some of you are, because you don't have Facebook, well, you could even send me a wee text message. And if I get that text message through, then I'll be able to write your wee name down as well, and we'll get your names called out. Plus, we do keep a wee roll, so when your names go into the comments, that's how we know to mark you present in our wee roll book. And if you're watching this and it's not live, remember to send us a little message if you've watched it at a later date, and we will pop your names into the wee rule book as well. Just want to remind you that we do have the meetings going out on sermon audio, and possibly trying out YouTube tonight. I'm not sure if that's a success or not. Is it, Uncle Philip? Do I get the thumbs up? Yeah, I've got the thumbs up. We've tried it on YouTube tonight as well. So it's absolutely fantastic that we're able to use all these different means to get the Word of God out across the airwaves. And we're just absolutely delighted with this. But for those of you who have Facebook, we love to have you on Facebook because we are able to interact then during the meeting with all the comments coming in. But if you aren't on Facebook, then please feel free to join us on Sermon Audio and YouTube. I want to invite you all back again next week. Please come back. We actually had 10 new children watching in last week, and we were just thrilled to bits. And I know already by the comments that some of those children have tuned back in again, and we're just so delighted about that. And we want to give you all an invitation to come back again and join us next week. Even those boys and girls that are new tonight, please come back and join us again next week as well. And we've been doing a series of stories on the life of Esther. Tonight is our fifth story, and Uncle Jonathan is going to be telling us the story tonight, and we're very excited about that. And then next week, Uncle Matthew Dawson is going to be doing the final story in the series of Esther. So make sure you don't miss that out. And then we are going to have a little quiz, or like a competition type quiz, whenever the series is finished. Remember, Sunday school is on Sunday at 3 o'clock, and it goes out on the Sunday school Facebook page under our own church Facebook page, Lurgan Free Presbyterian Church. So make sure, boys and girls, it doesn't matter where you're from. You don't have to be from our own church here in Lurgan to join in. If you're from anywhere in Northern Ireland or across the seas, you make sure you tune in to Sunday school at 3 o'clock on a Sunday. I know that the Uncle David and the rest of the Sunday school teachers will be absolutely delighted to have you join with them. And then we've got Bible class for the older boys and girls on Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. And Uncle Stephen, who is part of our Beeline team here as well, I know he would be absolutely delighted to have you watching in to him as well at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And we also want to remind you just to pray for the work in Uganda. That's a wee work that is really dear to our hearts. We sponsor two children. There's a Christian school there, the Emmanuel Christian School, and we sponsor two of the children that go to that school. And we just want to remember them in prayer. They're going through a very difficult time too, because as you know, boys and girls, it's not just Northern Ireland that COVID has hit. It has hit all parts of the world, and Uganda has been hit as well, and they need our prayers as well. So it's good to pray for one another. The Bible tells us to pray for one another, and it's good to pray for one another. You pray for us here in the Beeline, we'll pray for you, and then that's really good. It's doing a wee work for the Lord when we do pray for each other. And we want to also thank little Bethany tonight, our little helper. She invited one of her friends to tune in, Lauren. And if you're watching, Lauren, we want to give you a very special welcome from Bethany, and we thank you for taking the time to tune in. And boys and girls, make sure, spread the word. That's being a little missionary. Spread the word. Do we work for the Lord from your own homes? Invite your wee friends to join in and tune in to the Beeline on a Wednesday night. Now, I'm going to hand back to Auntie Sarah. Really looking forward to the rest of the meeting. I hope you are too. And boys and girls, I believe your singing has been absolutely amazing, and you keep it up. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Auntie Ruth, for those announcements. And yes, it's so exciting. We're nearing the end of our Esther story, and we're going to hear another part of it tonight. And I'm so looking forward to hearing what Jonathan has to say to us. Now, Bethany and James, could you come up again and help? We're going to have two more action courses. And I think, yeah, it's far better doing action courses when you're on your feet. So if you have slumped back down into your chair, please stand up and get ready to do the action. So our next course is "The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Rock." And then, of course, "The Foolish Man Built His House Upon the Sand." Let's go. Ready to do the actions?
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came tumbling down.
Done, boys and girls, and I hope you enjoy doing those actions too. Our next action course is "One Door and Only One." But before we sing that, I'm just going to read out a few more comments and a few more people who are listening in. So we have "Hi" from Alice and family in Bangor. You're very welcome. We have Jenna Cooper from Dromore, Olive Clowes all the way from Kilkeel. We have Ronnie and Anne Whiteside from Dundonald. We have Zach Armstrong watching, and he says hello. We have Eliana and Levi Milliken, Amy McCullough, Leon and Riley Bell. Leon, I hope you've still kept me that chair beside you. Good. We have Jacob Cameron, Sam, Isaac, Charlie and Hannah Johnston. We have Kyle, David, Noah Dummigan watching with Mum and Dad, the whole family. Great. We have Jack Savage. We have Madison and Jensen Irwin. We have Merle and Derek Owen. And Derek, it is lovely that you're watching in with us after your period of illness. It's so lovely to have you back with us. And we have Lois, their granddaughter, Lois Thompson, is watching too. You are very welcome. So let's sing this "One Door and Only One." And of course, there's only one door to heaven, and that is Jesus Christ. And that's what this song is all about. So let's go. Let's do the actions.
One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. Inside and outside, on which side are you? One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside, on which side are you? One Lord and only one, and yet the ways are two. One, and yet the ways are two.
Lovely, boys and girls. Bethany and James, you can sit down now. Thank you so much for your help in that. Now we're going to have, boys and girls, our memory verse. And our memory verse tonight is going to be taken by Rachel Russell, who's actually Bethany and James's mum. So we're going to welcome her now to do the memory verse.
Hi, boys and girls. It's good to be with you tonight. I'm glad you're all tuning in and keeping your comments coming in as well. It's good to hear that you're all listening in. So the memory verse tonight is found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Okay, so I will read it through first of all, and then if we all do it together. So the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Okay, so if we'll count it in, I'll do 1, 2, and then we'll all join in together. So the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Okay, so this time we've got red and blue. So normally we always do it, the girls against the boys, but I think this time we should maybe do it mums and dads or grannies and grandas against the children in the house. So if all the parents or adults be red and all the children be blue, okay? So 1, 2. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Good job. Okay, well this time it is flashing. So hopefully you will remember it and we'll give it another go, okay? So the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Okay, and now this time we have Bibles that are covering some of the words, but I think most of you will know it by now, but we'll give it another go and hopefully we'll remember what chapter it's found in. Okay, so 1, 2. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Okay, and again, with more Bibles, and it's just covering different areas, so we'll give it another go. 1, 2. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Okay, and then the last time, when I click it now, it's going to disappear. Okay, so the last go, 1, 2. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Good job, boys and girls. All the best. Bye.
Boys and girls, what a lovely memory verse that is, and we want to thank Rachel for doing that. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. What a lovely comforting verse. In all your care and in all your need, you can cast it or throw it upon God and he will take care of it for you. So very soon we're going to have our story. But before we do that, we have some more comments. And Rosaline says, Ruth, glad you have Sarah working tonight. Yes, do you know, I was thinking every week Ruth says, make the person who's in the comments hands sore. Well, you give Ruth a bit of a hard time tonight yourselves and you write in more comments. And if your name has not been read out yet, you give her hard work and keep her hand going and make her hands sore like all of our hands are after we do the comments. Angela Cherry is watching from Lurgan. David and Jennifer Crane, my mum and dad. Louise Barkley. Lauren Rankin is watching from Stonyford. Adam Furley is watching with Irvine and Lorraine, his grandparents. Madison and Misha, Edna Cartwright, Caroline Armstrong is enjoying the meeting. We have Auntie Grace, Gracie Pritchard, lovely to have you with us again. We have Charlie and Rose Patterson. Rosaline says, Philip, great that we're on YouTube as well. Yes, I agree. Auntie Pauline and Jack are really enjoying the meeting. You remember Jack did our actions last week for us, and he did a great job, and he was very welcome here. And they say, great actions, Bethany and James. All right. So Bethany and James, we are going to do our final chorus before our story. So up you come. And boys and girls, this chorus, I love the words of this chorus. They mean a lot to me. What is impossible with men is possible with God. And I wonder, do you really, really believe that? There are so many things in the Bible that God did that seemed impossible to us and to the people involved, but God made them possible. And I wonder if you truly believe that. So we're going to sing that, but we sing it three times. And in between each verse, there's a little bit of music. And we want you during that time to just enjoy the music and also to read over the words and really think about them in your hearts. Beautiful little chorus that is. And of course, we have been learning all about Esther over these past number of weeks, and we know already that all things are possible with God through what we have learned already, and you're going to hear more tonight. I want to say a big thank you to Bethany and James for being such wonderful helpers tonight. Don't you think so? Yes, I agree. They have been amazing. So thank you. You can take your place and sit down. And just before we hand the story over to Uncle Jonathan, I want to just read a few more shout outs. First of all, we have John and Francis Dummigan who are watching on Sermon Audio. It is lovely to have them with us tonight as well. We have Holly, Noah and Bobby Morrow, Jacob Newell, Chloe Thompson, Jessica Knowles from Lewis, all the way in England. We have Lydia and Sophie Irwin, and we have Nadine Allen as well. And you're all very welcome. Now, boys and girls, we have Uncle Jonathan doing our story tonight. And because of all the restrictions, unfortunately, Uncle Jonathan can't actually be with us tonight because he, of course, lives in England in a beautiful little village called Thirsk. And he has very kindly put together a video for us, and he is continuing on in the next part of our story in Esther. So we want you to sit up. We don't want you to go anywhere. We want you to fold your arms like you normally do for us right here in the hall. And we want you to listen because remember, there's going to be a quiz about the whole story. So you need to make sure you're listening in order to be able to answer those quiz questions. So we want you to sit up and we want you to listen. And Uncle Jonathan is going to give us our story.
Well, hello, boys and girls. It's really good to be with you again tonight. And I've got my Bible ready for us to carry on the historical account of Esther. And we're on to the fifth part of the story tonight, where Esther pleads for her people. Now, if you have a Bible and you want to follow along with me, now would be a good time to go and get your Bible. And we're going to be mainly in Esther chapter 7. But before we go any further, we're just going to ask the Lord to help us. We're just going to have a time of prayer. So we're going to fold our arms, we're going to bow our heads and close our eyes. Let's pray. Eternal God and our loving Father in heaven, we thank thee that we can come into thy presence in the name and the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank thee that our Saviour died upon the cross and shed his precious blood so that we could be forgiven and pardoned of all our sin. And Father, we thank thee too for thy word. And Lord, we pray this evening as we come to thy precious truth, that Lord, that you would speak to us. And that Lord, as we think more about the story of Esther, that Lord, that you would challenge our hearts. Lord, we pray for the boys and girls who know thee and love thee, that Lord, they would be encouraged in their faith to stand for thee. And Lord, we pray too for any boys and girls who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour. Lord, that you would challenge them. And that Lord, that you would deal tenderly with their hearts and draw them lovingly to thyself. Father, then hear us, we pray. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. Amen. Well, boys and girls, you may remember where we left the story last week. Do you remember? We left it with Haman. Remember Haman, who was that very proud man and self-important? Well, last week he had been humbled, hadn't he? He had been disgraced and humiliated. And when we finished last week, he was feeling very sad and very sorry for himself and even ashamed. He thought that he was so important. He'd been invited to the banquet, hadn't he, with the king and with Queen Esther. And he thought to himself, oh, this is going to be the best day of my life. But it had sadly gone all wrong for him, hadn't it? Because the man that Haman really hated, Mordecai, that man had been paraded through the streets like a king. He'd been wearing king's clothes and a king's crown, and everyone had been praising Mordecai. And Haman was, he was so annoyed. He wished it could have been him and not this man, Mordecai the Jew. And things had changed for Haman. And all his plans were falling apart. He'd been so sure of himself and so proud, but now he feels very small. And he's a broken man. Well, the next day, there was another feast that Esther had organized. And again, Haman is invited to this feast. And again, the king says to Esther, what is thy petition? He says to her, look, what is it that you would like? He says, you can have it up to half my kingdom. Wow, what a question, what a request that the king gives here. He says, whatever you ask, it shall be done. Well, the king, he waits for Queen Esther's reply. Would Esther ask for jewels? Would she ask for more money? Would she ask for land or for honour? I wonder, boys and girls, if you were asked that question, what would your response be? Imagine you could go to Buckingham Palace and Queen Elizabeth said to you, you can have anything you like, up to half my kingdom. I wonder what the desires of your heart would be. Well, Esther, she wasn't concerned about having more money or prettier clothes or any of these things. No, instead, she says to the king, she says, oh, king, she says, let my life be given me at my petition and my people at my request. In other words, boys and girls, she was saying to the king, king, please save my life and please save the lives of all the other Jews who are going to be destroyed. Well, when the king hears this, he almost can't quite believe it. The queen's life is in danger. How could this be? He can scarcely really believe these words that he's hearing. He doesn't really understand what's happening. You remember, boys and girls, that King Ahasuerus, he didn't know that Esther was a Jew. And he didn't really fully know and understand what he had signed, that decree that Haman had made. He didn't fully understand that that was to kill all the Jewish people. Well, Esther carries on speaking to the king and she says to the king, look, we're all going to be destroyed. We're all going to be killed. She says, I would have held my tongue. I would have kept quiet if we were just going to be made slaves or we were just going to be thrown into prison. She says, but we're all going to be killed and destroyed. Well, King Ahasuerus, he was furious. Who is he, he said, and where is he that does presume in his heart to do so? The king was mad. Queen Esther, very courageously, very bravely, she turned and she pointed to Haman and she said, the adversary and the enemy is this wicked Haman. And there she is telling the king about Haman, this wicked man. That's the man who is the enemy and who has come up with this wicked plot and plan. Well, Haman was very afraid. Remember, he had once been so proud and arrogant and self-important. He'd been a very powerful man too, hadn't he? He was friends with the king. He'd been able to pass laws and everything just seemed to be under his control and going his way. But you know, boys and girls, God only allowed him to go so far. He was a wicked man and God stepped in to stop this man. And you know, boys and girls, it's the same today. Sometimes we might look at people who disobey God and do awful things and sinful things, and we wonder why they never seem to get punished. Maybe you know somebody a bit like this, perhaps at school or at home. Perhaps this person cheats in tests at school, and or they swear a lot, or they're unkind, or even they steal sweets from the shop or things like this, and they just never seem to get into trouble. But we have to remember, boys and girls, that for those who disobey God, it won't be like that forever. And if you're a Christian listening tonight, you need to remember that it's always better to trust God. Don't be tempted to follow these people and to copy them, because the Bible tells us that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. But there was a man in the Bible called Asaph, and he looked at the wicked people and he wondered why they always seemed to have life so easy and they never seemed to be punished, and he was envious of them. But then he realized and remembered that God is good, and it was God that was guiding him and holding his hand, and that God was the strength of his heart. And he realized too that God's enemies will ultimately always perish. These people may, you see, be very powerful, but they're never more powerful than God. God alone has all power. He is almighty, isn't he? And God may allow wicked men to do wicked things, but one day every enemy of God will be defeated and punished. And so as we think about that, boys and girls, it's a wonderful comfort to us, isn't it, that one day all of God's enemies will be defeated. Well, anyway, the king had got up and he'd left the banquet hall in a rage and he was furious. And Haman, who was once so proud and so confident, he's now a fearful coward. He's now cowering down, and he realizes that his life is shortly about to end. And so he makes one last attempt to save his life and he begs with Esther and he falls at Esther's feet. Well, just at that moment, as he's begging with Esther, the king walked back in. And he saw Haman and he was even more furious with him. And the king's servants, they went over to Haman and they covered his face. And that was a sign that he was now condemned to die. And one of the king's servants knew about the great big gallows that Haman had built in his house. Do you remember from last week that Haman had built these huge gallows that were, I think we were saying they were as tall as three giraffes, 50 cubits high. That was over 20 meters high, and he built them in his house. And you remember he had built them so that he could kill and hang Mordecai the Jew. Well, the king says to his servants, he says, take him and hang him on these gallows. And the servants wasted no time. They took Haman out of the palace and they took him away. You know, boys and girls, there was no proud strutting like a peacock from Haman as he walked away. There was no servants bowing before him now. Haman was put to death. And he was put to death on the very gallows that he had built to kill someone else. You know, Jesus said this, that all they that take the sword shall perish by the sword. And you know, the enemies of God's people here, Haman, he was dead. And what a sad and a tragic end for Haman. Esther would now be protected by the king, yes. And she would know what it was to have protection and safety, but the enemy of God's people was now dead. And you know, the next part of the story, we're going to think about this more next week, but Esther came in boldly to the king again, and she approached the king and she fell before the king crying. And she was, tears were coming out of her eyes because she knew that all of her people, the Jewish people, were going to be killed. God's people were going to be destroyed. Well, the king held out his golden scepter to her again, and she begged the king that he would protect her and that he would write a new law allowing the Jews to protect themselves and to save themselves. And boys and girls, you'll have to come back next week to find out more about what happened to the Jewish people and the law that the king wrote. But for now, the king has put Haman to death. And we need to realize something, boys and girls, as we think about that, that God may allow his enemies to carry on for a time, but in the end, they will all be destroyed. Now, I've got a picture here of a soldier, because I want you to think about this, boys and girls, this evening. Are you fighting against God? You see, Haman was a wicked man and he was fighting against God. But I want you to realize something this evening, that you can never fight God and win. You can never out-muscle God or out-fight God or out-think God, because God is the creator of the ends of the earth. And sadly for Haman, he found that out. He found out that although he could be wicked for a time and he could come up with wicked ideas and wicked plots and schemes, in the end, God would defeat him. And boys and girls, this is a very serious thing, isn't it? And so the question that I have for you tonight, boys and girls, is, are you an enemy of God? Perhaps the question that you have is, well, who are the enemies of God? How could I be an enemy of God? Bad people, maybe. Yes, maybe they're the enemies of God, the devil. We have to be punished for our sin, but the Lord Jesus Christ took our punishment. And here's the wonderful thing, boys and girls, that when we repent of our sin and when we trust completely in Jesus Christ, all the rebellion is gone, all the hatred is dealt with, and now we have peace with God. The Bible tells us that Jesus made peace through the blood of his cross. You know, and unless we trust in the Saviour, we will remain God's enemies, just like Haman, and we will go on fighting against him. And boys and girls, I want you to think very carefully this evening, which side are you on? Are you like Esther? Are you on the side of God? Do you love him and serve him just like Esther did? Are you with and for God? Or are you like Haman and you hate him and you're fighting against him and you have no peace with God? I want you to remember this, that in the end, God's enemies will always be defeated. And if you really want peace with God, boys and girls, then you need to come to him. You need to pray to him and you need to say to him, look, I'm sorry that I've been fighting against you. Thank you for sending your son, the Lord Jesus, to die for me. Please forgive me so that there'll be peace between you and me. Please make me one of your children. Well, I pray, boys and girls, that all of us listening tonight will know what it is to be a friend of God and to know his peace. Boys and girls, it's a peace that passeth all understanding. Well, thank you for listening. I just want to close in prayer. We're going to have our arms folded and we're going to bow our heads and we'll close our eyes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the wonderful truth that all the enemies of God will be ultimately defeated. And Lord, I pray tonight for any boys and girls who are listening that they would seriously think as to which side they are on. Are they for God? Or are they against him? And Lord, I pray that if there are still any children tonight who are still against God, still fighting him, still enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Lord, that they would realize the position they're in, realize the danger that they're in, and that Lord, that they would come and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ who made peace through the blood of his cross. Father, then, We thank thee for these words and bless them to our hearts, we pray. We ask these things in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.
Boys and girls, mums and dads, we do apologise for the cutout in the middle of that. We realise that you were probably so intrigued and enthralled in the middle of that story. But what we're going to do for you is we're going to put up the video for you to watch of Jonathan after this so that you don't miss any of the story. And we encourage you to please listen in. Uncle Jonathan had lots more to say there, and we want you to listen in and see what that story is, especially if you want to be able to answer those quiz questions too. So again, we do apologise that you did not get to hear a bit of that story, and please listen in. Boys and girls, we're almost at the end of our beeline for tonight, and we're going to leave you with a song. It's such a beautiful song. It's called Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, and we don't want you to go just yet, but we want you to listen to the words and really enjoy them. You probably will know this song. It's a very familiar song, but the chorus you may not know, and we want you just to listen in. And as the little sign says, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope that you will join us again next week too. Bye.
The sun.